Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. And as the introduction to my show says, I am so grateful that you guys are listening in. This is Betsy McLaughlin here, host of Imperfect Brilliance. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited about the topic today, and it's something that every single one of us has. That's our beautiful, beautiful bodies. I've had quite a few conversations lately, if you guys listen in regularly, about bodies, and it seems to be something that we really can't talk enough about. And I was looking at what I desire to talk about today. It was very clear, like, talk some more about bodies. So you guys, first of all, are welcome to call in if you're listening live. The phone number is area code 202-570-7057. You're welcome to call in, ask your questions, and I'd love to have a conversation with you. So the name of the show today is Hello Body. Hello Body. You know, we all have such busy lives and so much going on. And a lot of times during, you know, when there's a new year, and especially with the new 2020, it invariably will lead to conversations or thoughts, at the very least, about what do you want to change? And is your body included in that? And we can certainly go anywhere, and I'm sure we will, on this conversation about Hello Body today. And as you guys, if you know me at all, you know that I do a lot of energetic work and coaching, and I ask a lot of questions that really can change the energy and the situation of something that might be up in your world. And I'll give you guys an example. I was having a lot of body intensities recently, like within the last couple of months, and started asking questions about what I could do to change it, because it was really intense and not fun at all. And I was like, okay, this really needs to change. So I was looking at all of the places where I was not really listening to my body, and I was overriding. I just kind of on automatic default of what I was eating, what I was doing, what I was, you know, you just kind of can, you can get into a routine and really not think about it. And when I really tapped into what was going on, it was clear that she was asking me to change what I was eating. So I did that. And after 3 days, the intensity that I had been experiencing in my body, the terrible pain and stiffness, and I could barely move, it dissipated. And I was like, wow. It was so dramatic that it really kind of had me looking at how much I had not been paying attention to my body. So that's some of what spurred this conversation today that I wanted to have was really like, how can we create more joy, more communion, more ease with our bodies? And there are a lot of things that I desire to do with my body, and I've decided for, you know, a myriad of different reasons why maybe I can't do something. And so every time I hear myself think that or say it out loud, I'm stopping and saying, okay, wait a minute, is that actually even true? Or is this just something that somewhere along the line you had decided was true, and so you don't even look at it anymore? And I've really kind of been dismantling everywhere that I've had that belief and that decision. And so it's been pretty intense in my faith and like looking at things that I've done and created and just don't work for me anymore. Okay, cool. And not from a space of judgment about all the things I could have done, should have done, would have done, why didn't I do it? I'm so awful. None of those things, you guys. Yes, I have done that. I've been that for a long time. And I now realize that doing that just creates way more of the same. And I don't choose any longer to live in that space. So what I am choosing now is truly what works for me now. And being willing to forgive myself for all the places where the choices maybe weren't the kindest thing to my body. Okay, so now what can I choose? Because whatever you chose yesterday does not mean that you have to choose it again today. Thank goodness, right? And I can be a stubborn cuss and keep doing the same thing, but that, it's like, okay, you can. I can continue doing the same thing, having the same results, beating my head against the wall, and realizing that I wasn't listening to my body. So my body got louder and louder and louder with what she was asking me to do. So, and what I mean by louder and louder was the intensity in my body, the pain, the stiffness. Okay, I'm not listening. I'm getting louder. It's like when we have a toddler or a child, you know, or a dog, a cat, you know, like where we're not paying attention to them. What do? They get louder. They may start whining. They may start crying. You know, if they're a dog, they're whimpering at the door and we're telling them to be quiet and they have to go outside, right? Or they want to go chase a squirrel or whatever. But when we ignore them, they get louder. Well, so do our bodies. So is there anywhere that you might be ignoring your body? And your body's just like, hello, 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 would you please pay attention to me? And they turn it up. They just turn the, it just turns the volume up. So would you be willing to lower all your barriers to you? And I was looking at that recently for me and all the places, all the barriers I had to me that I didn't even realize I had. It's not like I on purpose said, okay, I'm going to put up this barrier and that barrier, and I'm going to not do this, and I'm going to choose this, and I'm going to choose to be unkind, and I'm going to do that. No, you know, that's not what I was doing. It wasn't like a thought in my mind. And then, you know, like when you have your grocery list and you check things off your list, it wasn't like that. So there was a lot of unconscious thinking there, unconscious choices, unconscious thoughts. And that's part of you can choose something different every moment of every day. So now that I'm like, okay, I was choosing to not be totally present in that area. Okay, cool. And I can choose something different now. How lucky are we? So with that, that was just kind of a little backstory about what I realized recently and the choices I'm making and the changes I'm making. So my body's happier and I'm really listening. If I'm not hungry, I'm not eating. Okay. You know, and any point of view, like, oh gosh, you know, it's lunchtime, you need to eat. Well, do you really, if you're not hungry? Or if you're hungry and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's not a mealtime, is it okay to eat? You know, are you thirsty? Like, what's going on with your body? So what questions could you be asking that could have you in more communion with your body? So some of my favorite questions are, what is this? You know, so when I'm hungry, am I hungry? Do I require water? Am I aware of somebody else's body? You know, what is my body telling me? Same thing if there's intensity. My back started kind of making these weird feeling earlier today, and I was like, oh, what is that? It's always just standing there, and all of a sudden had this twinge. I'm like, okay, what is that? And there's been shows where we've talked about, you know, return that. Is that yours? If not, return it. Your bodies are antennas for everything and everyone around you. And so you're constantly picking up information. Your body's telling you. You could be standing next to somebody who has back pain, and your body's going to tell you, hey, this person's back hurts. You feel it in your back, so you think it's yours. Well, is it? Or is it just information that your body's gathering and telling you? So these are some of the questions that you can ask. Is this mine? What body, what awareness are you giving me here? What are you telling me? And keep asking questions. There's no question that you can't ask. If you're not getting anything clear, ask more questions. Sometimes I even ask, what question could I ask here? Because I'm not getting clarity on what I should be asking. Okay, cool. What could I be asking here? And another one I love, what could I be choosing here? What could I be choosing that's different than anything I've asked for so far? One of my favorite clearings and questions to ask is, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be? Kind of that's the beginning of a question, and then you can fill in anything you'd like to there. So for example, what energy, space, and consciousness can me and my body be? To be the space of peace, to be the space of ease, to be the space that I truly desire to be. So you can start asking those kinds of questions. And oh gosh, just even when I just asked that question, I could feel my body relaxing. So what questions could you start asking for your body to relax? And not be separate. So that's what I talked about a little earlier, about lowering your barriers and really being willing to look at your choices and, you know, that saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, great. And look at all of it and be willing to not judge wherever you may think it's the bad and the ugly. And what if it is just something that you chose? So when you are in that choice of not judging you, it's so much easier to just be like, let it go. And when you want to be judging yourself and condemning yourself, it holds on to that energy and it festers like a, you know, an open wound, and it doesn't heal. So what, when you're looking for more joy, more ease, and more communion in your life and with your body that you have with you, what can we do to have our body be our best friend and not just something that's a vessel to carry us around in? And I'm an expert at that, you guys, of being less than best friends with my body. And what I am so in awe of, really, and truly grateful for, is that she is always there for me. And actually, bringing tears to my eyes as I say that. And just the gratitude for that. She's always got my back. She's always there. So, lots of more goodies to come after this break with Betsy and Imperfect Brilliance. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I invite you to check out my website at creatingyumminess.com. And I actually have a 90-day program that I am launching very soon called Stop Waiting, W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, pun intended. And it's going to dive into all the areas where we might have been holding ourselves back for a myriad of reasons. And I'm really excited about this program. So you guys, check it out. Come play with me. If you have any questions, you can email me, as always, at accessbetsy@gmail.com. If you have any topics you'd like me to talk about on the show or guests you'd like to have me invite, just shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you. I love hearing. I truly, truly do love hearing from you. Every time I get an email, I'm so excited. So thank you so much for making my day and giving me some sunshine in my inbox. So we hear from our producer that we have a caller on the line. So welcome, Tabby.
Well, hello.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So what can I contribute to you today?
So I'm listening to you. Thank you. Thank you for having this conversation about bodies and what bodies are and your story about listening to your body. And I'm grateful for that. Like, I need to listen to it. And so I'm curious. I hear my body, right? It makes a noise. It makes a pain. There's something going on, and there's questions I can ask. But tell me a little bit more about what it's like to, excuse me, I choked on my saliva. I took a breath in, and my body's like, ah, you're about to say something crazy. No, seriously. Tell me a little bit more what it's like when you say that, when you say that it is this space of asking questions, right? How do I know what the right question is?
Okay.
How do I know when I should ask my body that? Is it every moment of every day I feel anything in my body? I feel a pain in my knee. I feel a headache. I feel a tickle in my throat. And I have been learned, so to speak, like I've been taught to, if there's a tickle in my throat, you need to go to the doctor. If I have a headache for too long, I need to go to a doctor. If I have pain in my abdomen that lasts or is, I can't find it on the internet on how to figure out this pain, tell me more about that. Like, what does that look like?
These great questions. So the first thing that one of the first questions you asked was, how do I know the right question to ask? And so what if there is no right question?
So then explain to me what a wrong question would look like,
yes.
Right?
So, right. So we go to wanting to have the perfect answer, the right answer, the wrong thing, the, you know, all of those things. So we are in even just saying, well, what is the right thing to do here? We're already setting ourselves up for judgment. So if you for example, right, you say, okay, well, I want the perfect answer here. Well, what is your definition of what the perfect answer is?
Well, I don't have a definition, but I have a lot of judgment. You just mentioned judgments. Therefore, now I'm thinking, wow, well, yes, I'm judging lots of things.
So when you hear yourself thinking, well, I got to get the right answer or the perfect thing or I have to do this, like you're going to this right or wrong universe. So in that, it can limit the possibilities. So if you hear yourself thinking that or saying it out loud, well, what is the right answer here? What's the right question? What if there is no right question or right answer? So it's like, oh, okay. So if there's no right and there's no wrong, then what questions could I ask? That opens up other ideas and possibilities to come in and will lead you, other things will show up. And it may not be a straight line or how exactly you think it's going to be, but things will show up. So let's say, for instance, you talked about a headache.
Yes.
I used to, on default, if I got a headache, I would go to the medicine cabinet.
And
take an aspirin, right? Take some Advil or whatever. Like, you know, oh, got a headache, got to make it stop. And, or, you know, this isn't going away, so I have to go to the doctor. Those were like my two defaults. I didn't, and there's no question in any of that, right? So the questions you can ask, you know, are things like I was talking about right before the break, which was, what is this? You know, body, what are you showing me here? I sometimes will get a headache if somebody has some perfume that my body doesn't really like, or somebody has a strong body odor, or they're smoking a very strong cigar or something. And my head will just give me all this information. I'm like, oh, I don't really like that. Okay, well, let's move away. Or what do you require here? Do we need to open the window? Like, there's so many different things that our bodies will show us and tell us. So is it really a headache, or is it information?
So
you know, we
that a good question would be like, what is the information?
Mm-hmm.
What are you telling me here?
Yeah. And so in learning how to have this communication with your body of, you know, like you could ask that question and then not hear anything and be like, hello, knock, knock, knock. Hello, why is nobody answering me? I'm talking
to
you.
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Like, hello, anybody home? Great. And so if you're not hearing anything, then you know, you keep, it is definitely a muscle to build. And over time, because most of us have been really good at overriding what we hear, what we know, in favor of whatever we might choose. So then we start all of us, you know, we start asking these questions. So if you don't get a clear answer on why do I have a headache right now, okay. We also, I talk a lot on this show about energetic work of access bars or energy processes or things like that. So one of the, for us who do energy work, you can ask, is my body asking for some energy work? You know, is that what's going on with my head? Do I need a massage? Do I need a head massage? Do I need a nap? Do I require, you know, more water? Like, what do you require, body?
And if I don't hear anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hear anything, so here's another question that I like to ask when I'm unclear. It's like, what do I actually know here? So your body might not actually, you know, like give you a written response to this question, but you'll get a knowing. It's like, oh, okay. Maybe I go for the walk away from the computer, get in my car and go for a ride, and you start to follow the breadcrumbs of what you know. And so what
How do I know well, that I know?
Yeah. And that's where.
Thank you for having
I love
me
it.
Here. I really appreciate
well,
you.
You're welcome. And, you know, I love the questions. And so how do you know? And that's it. Like, where you might be second guessing yourself. Or do you actually know? So I was like, well, I don't really know. So what we have, and I'm speaking for like certainly what I've done for a large part of my life, was I had knowing, and then I would second guess myself or dismiss it. So I got really, really, really good at daring, putting to the side, ignoring, putting behind me what I actually knew. And then something might smack me in the face and I'd be like, oh, damn, I knew that, but I ignored it. And every time I would ignore whatever it was I was very aware of and I knew, it would bite me in the butt. I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe I actually...
That intuition?
Yeah. So it's like you actually know way more than you give yourself credit for. So if you're if you're willing to start acknowledging everything that you already know and that you create and you do and you be by being you and the space of you, then it and you allow yourself, again, lowering those barriers to you and to everyone else, so you're actually allowing yourself to have that communion and conversation with you. So what in that question that I shared a little bit ago, what do I know? And you can add to it, what do I know that no one else knows? So you could say, oh, you know, start asking questions and say, oh, the headache is it this, you know, and you start to follow those breadcrumbs. And it could be two or three different things. It might not just be one. You might need to eat. You might need water. You might also need to take aspirin. You know, it could be a whole bunch of different things. But when you follow the yellow brick road of what your awareness is showing you, and if you've got somebody over to your right who's going, you should just go see a doctor. You should da-da-da. You should blah, blah, blah. And you start listening to that person, and you leave your knowing to the left and you go off to the right, you see where it can really start causing an interesting thing for you and your body. Your body's awareness, your awareness is over there going, you know, again, hello, like you're really, nobody's listening to me, and you're off listening to other people. So when you are willing to, okay, body, okay, what is required here for you and I to have communion and for me to hear you? And just start having that conversation.
Our bodies are aware.
Yes.
Of things that are going on, right?
Yes.
Yet we try to understand our bodies with our mind.
Yes.
Is that?
Yes, very well put. Very well put. And we do. We go to trying to figure it out instead of going with our knowing. So, you know, when we go to figuring it out, we can put, like I just said, we put our knowing to the side and trying to figure it out, or taking somebody else's viewpoints and points of views as your truth. So does that?
Wow, that's profound. My
help?
Truth.
Okay. Yeah. So what is true for you that may not be true for anybody else?
What is true for me that's not true for anyone else? I'm stunned by that. Like, you really stunned my brain. You stunned my body. Like, everything is stunned by that.
Well, I'm glad that I stunned your brain, because we would like to get your brain out of the way, right? If we all have functioned forever with our brain, thinking our brain was the one, but it's actually, like, how much more could we let our bodies show us and get our brains out of the way? So what is true for you and your body that may or may not be true for anybody else, but that, you know, that what is true for you? What lights your body up? What do you enjoy doing? It may not
tell you what,
to anybody
what I'm
else.
Doing right now. And I'm making a bet.
You're doing what?
I'm making a bed.
Oh, okay.
Bed
I love
needs
it.
To be made. So I figured I'd call you, make it the bed, and
I love it.
Clear.
You're multitasking, everybody. How does it get better than that? Yeah. So our brain. So would you be willing, when you hear yourself trying to figure it out, how much is figuring it out stopping you from making a choice? Whew. Okay. So that had a little bit of energy on it for a whole bunch of us. So would you be willing to stop trying to figure it out and instead make a choice?
Wow. That's different.
And I could hear some people saying, but what if I make the wrong choice? So what if you could choose again and choose again and choose again and choose again? And one of my favorite sayings that I heard a few years ago was, a choice is not a judgeable offense. So if everywhere you've made your choices a judgeable offense against you, would you be willing to not do that anymore and choose something different? Oh, mic drop. So as we go to break, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Betsy McLaughlin here with Imperfect Brilliance, where our topic today is Hello, Body. And I had a guest call in, Ms. Tabitha. She's had some great questions. Thank you so much, Tabby. And I had something I wanted to share. So we were talking right before the break about where all the places where we're trying to figure it out and where that will stop us instead of just making a choice. Whew. So here's another part of the question, and that goes with some stuff that I shared with you guys at the very beginning of some of the choices that I had made in my past and wondering where you might be trying to create your body from the past and where it might be stalling the creation of your body now and in the future.
Wow.
That just popped in during the break. I'm like, oh, quick, I have to write this down. So I certainly have done that. Look to the past to create the future for me, with and for my body, for money, relationship, like a whole bunch of different things. So what if we actually are in the present and not in the past? Whew, okay, wow. So, Tabby, did you have more questions around you? Because you were asking me about questions to ask and how do you know what your body.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I got dropped for a second, so can you repeat your question? I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you. So you asked about the past.
Yeah.
You asked a question about the past. I then became aware of, like, wow, like, I really am tapped into, or I'm aware of, or I know of,
mm-hmm.
you know, what my mom said that what I should eat, what I shouldn't eat, or what I should look like, or what I shouldn't look like, or
mm-hmm. yeah,
those kinds of things. And that's just the past that's here.
Yeah. So everywhere that you've tried to create your body to be like what's been projected at you, what choices could you make now that are nobody else's projection, but actually
what you
and your body would like? Okay. So for me, what was projected at me as I was growing up was, you're always going to be fat and no one will ever love you.
Oh, that's not right.
And if you didn't weigh 140 pounds, nobody would ever love you. And that was constantly projected at me. So what did I decide in all of that? So for me, that was something that's what I mean by something that might be projected at you. And it could be a positive thing too. Like, that was obviously something that most people would say, oh, that's not a good thing, right? That's a, oh. Yeah, you know, it's kind of when you hear that, your whole body goes, oh. So you could also have projections of, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Oh, you're so smart. You're so handsome. You're so, like, whatever. So, but those projections, where have those limited you? So
it's not a hello body. It's not like saying,
right.
Hello body.
Exactly. Hello body. Exactly.
So I feel like hello body is actually talking to another person. Can you explain that to me?
When I said hello body, the name of the show today? Is that what you mean?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. It's like hello body. It's about talking to your body. Hello body. And slowing. And I had this conversation, this part of the conversation recently with Becky Vaness, who was just on the show, and we were talking about embodiment and things you can do to connect with your body. So one of the things going on right now, there's also the Right Body for You book club, which is a free book club, and it meets once a week, and they talk about they read a chapter and then talk about it a little bit. So if you guys are interested in that, you should be able to find it just by searching Right Body for You Book Club on Facebook. If you can't find it, look for me. I will help you get in there. I'll send you the link. But anyhow, so there's just a lot of conversation going on right now about body. So what are some of the things you can do to feel more connected with your body? So one of the things I do, and I have to sometimes remind myself, like, to actually stop for a minute, and even as I'm just talking right now, just, like, you know, we all have pet, a cat or a dog, or most of us, you know, the stroking of the soft fur, like, when was the last time you did that to your arm or your leg? And just like, hi, body. Hi. Hello. And even in that simple act of, or slowing down if you put lotion on, and instead of, you know, really quick and you're doing it, but you're actually like connecting with your body. So that's what I meant by the title, Hello, Body. It's saying hello to this beautiful body that you've chosen to be in.
So would you say that contribute- these pains, what we would call a headache or a body ache, mm-hmm. is a way of the body saying hello back to us?
Yes. You know, and is that true for you? So what I was talking, and remember we talked earlier about your body talks to you, and then when you don't listen, it gets louder. So could that intensity be, you're not listening to me, and this is the only way I can get you to pay attention? Or is something else going on? Is it saying, you know, I don't like this perfume, I don't like the paint that, you know, somebody just painted this room, and I don't like the fumes. There's toxins in the air. When I go into a house that has mold, I'm very, very sensitive to it. My whole body starts itching, and I get an instant headache, and it's like, and my lips start tingling, and it's like, get out now. Thank you, body. And I just laugh when I tell my clients. I'm like, okay, I have, my body is like a mold detector, and I cannot be in this house, you know, when I'm showing real estate. So, you know, and I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I just have to go outside. I'm not willing to be itching, you know, because if I stay, I know what happens. I just start itching and feeling, my whole body does not feel well. So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you for showing me. I had a situation where I was at a person's house, and I walked in, and instantly, there's something going on in his house. He's like, oh, no, it's just the carpets need to be cleaned. And I'm sorry, I'm really sorry, but I have to be outside. I was doing all of those symptoms I just told you about. And so we stood outside and talked, and come to find out, he was getting the house renovated. He come to find out, after the carpets pulled out, there was all kinds of water damage, and it's in the walls, on the floors, all over the place. And I'm like, mm-hmm, my body told me. So thank you, body. Like, how brilliant are our bodies that we're not tapped into? So, you know, that's where, okay, body, what are you showing me? And if you're not getting it, it's like, body, I'm sorry, I am not getting what you're telling me. So how else could you show me, besides an intensity? What else could we create here together? Because you and your body are a creationship.
So Betsy, what is like a daily thing I could say to my body, like, that would connect me and my body, and I know that, you know, there's a pain, and it would remind me to go, okay, I need to ask a question. I need to say hi to my body. I need to say hello and ask a question. What are you looking for? Well, I can't remember the question. If you could help me out with this.
Those are great questions, even right there. So if you can't remember, so you can put things on your phone, you could do little post-it notes, write yourself in your diary, all these things as questions pop in. But one of my favorite things, if you can't think of anything else to ask, is body, show me. Body, show me. Show me, body. Talk to me. Talk to me in a way I can hear you. And, you know, I've even said to my body, you know, sometimes we definitely are speaking a different language. I need you to talk to me in a language that I can understand. I'm really sorry. I'm being dense here. Like, I just am not getting it. Show me. You know, show me what I can, is there something I could see on TV or something I could read or something to give me a clue as to what you are telling me that I'm not getting. So, body, show me, having that, stopping for a moment and saying, hello, body, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for everything you do for me. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being so amazing. And how much more could we create and how much more ease can I make for you? You know, like how much can we make together to create beyond anything that we even think is possible?
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. You've asked some absolutely amazing questions. Thank you for really like honing in some great questions and some reminders for all of us, myself included. What else can we be asking our bodies?
So come back next week.
You can come back anytime you want to, honey. And, you know, I truly am grateful for these questions and conversations. And I wonder now truly what everything that we have decided is impossible with our bodies. What if we actually looked at, you know, like started asking questions about, okay, all the impossible, what if it actually is possible? And what questions could I ask and what energies could I be for something different? And what if it could show up as if by magic and with total ease? Ooh, I love that question. And I know my body really enjoys it when I can feel my whole body kind of just melt.
Hello, body, right?
Exactly. Hello, body. Hello, body. Hello, body. So what?
Thank you, Betsy.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And so what can you give your body? What can you gift your body today? Our bodies are gifting to us 24/7. So what can we gift our body and what communion can we be now that is far greater than any communion than we have ever felt possible before now? And so, like I said before, so anywhere you think it's impossible, what if it actually is possible? And the first time I saw this and I realized, oh my gosh, impossible, I am. If you separate out the I am from the word impossible, it's I'm possible. So what if it's as easy as changing that? So what questions can you ask? What energy can you be to be the space of total communion, ease and joy and space? And laughter and communion and yummy orgasmic living beyond anything that you have allowed yourself to choose or be. And every day, every moment of every day, you can choose. You can choose different. You can choose for you. You can choose far greater than you've ever chosen before. But I would so love to hear from you on what you might have put into effect from this call, any little things you might have written on your post-it notes or on your phone, questions that you started to ask yourself about what communion you can be with you and your body. Gosh, you guys, thank you so much for such a great, great time today. Thank you, Tabby, for calling in. Thank you guys all for listening. I'm so grateful. So, so, so grateful. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Be kind and joyful with your beautiful body. Bye.